If God audited your bank account, what would it reveal about your priorities? If someone looked at your spending, your giving, your saving, your debt, would they see trust in God or trust in money? Be honest. Who really owns what you have? Let me apologize for not being able to release this episode yesterday. I was sick in bed all day, so I truly apologize. I'm releasing this one now, and I will also still release day 6 later on today as well. Thank you for your understanding. This is the Cornerstone Shield and Shelter podcast, where we build on Christ, stand shielded in truth, and find shelter in every season. I'm Jimmy, and for the next few minutes, we're stepping into something that affects every single one of us, whether we want to admit it or not. Money. Psalm chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's, and everything in it. Everything. Not just some. Not just spiritual things only. Everything. Your income, your house, your business, your retirement, your opportunities. You do not own these things. You are just a steward of them. And we must be a truly humble steward of what God gives us. And being a good steward changes everything. When you believe you own it, you protect it anxiously. When you understand that God owns it, you tend to manage it more responsibly. Luke chapter 16, verse 10. One who is faithful in very little is also faithful in much. Faithfulness with money reveals maturity of the heart. And here is the tension. Money is not evil, but it magnifies what is already inside of you. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Notice that it says the money itself is not evil, but the love of the money is the root of all kinds of evil. When you put faith first, your finances become stewardship of what God had given you. When your faith drifts, your finances will become security and possibly your idol. Money reveals where your trust is. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Your bank statement is a spiritual document. It tells a story. What gets your attention first? What gets first generosity? What gets your first concern? Some of you say that you trust God, but your anxiety rises and falls with your account balance. Financial pressure is real. We all understand that. I definitely understand that. Inflation is real. Bills are real. But fear cannot be your financial strategy. Trust does not mean irresponsibility. It means obedience with wisdom. Debt, discipline, and dominion. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 7 says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. Debt is not always sin, but it is always weight. And with weight, it affects your freedom. Some are drowning in consumer debt. Some are trapped in comparison spending. Some are financing a lifestyle that competes with their peace. Some of you use money to compare yourselves to other people in your life and to compete. Discipline in finances is spiritual maturity. And budgeting is not
a lack of faith.
It is good stewardship. Saving money is not greed. It is preparation for the future and what is to come. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 5 says, "The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance." When you plan and budget, it honors God. Impulse spending and not planning ahead often dishonors the stewardship you have been trusted with. Generosity breaks the need for greed. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. God loves a cheerful giver. Giving is not God needing your money. Giving is God freeing your heart. When you give, your fear loosens. Your control weakens. Our trust in God strengthens. Tithing. Again, 2 Corinthians states that God loves a cheerful giver. If you cannot afford a tithe, which means tenth, at this time, he asks that you give what you can cheerfully and joyfully. But give it first, not after everything else is paid. Make sure you're given an offering as well. It's all about blessing others. Generosity declares that money does not own me. Some of us grew up manipulated around money, in church or in life. This is not coercion. This is alignment. Your giving should flow from gratitude, not from guilt.
Are you running on empty, but still showing up? That's why I drink Aspire Clean Energy that lasts. Save 20% off with the code 4FAITH. That's the number 4FAITH. Look for the link in the episode description.
Contentment versus comparison. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, it says, "Keep your life free from love of money and be content." Comparison fuels dissatisfaction. You shouldn't compare what you have to others. You should be content with what God has given you and be a good steward of what God gives you. Social media amplifies it. You see houses, vacations, vacation houses, nice cars, success. But contentment is spiritual. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 through 13, "I have learned to be content." Contentment is learned, not inherited. When you put faith first, your peace stabilizes. Comparison quiets its voice. Gratitude increases in your mind and finances. You are supposed to be building a legacy, not a lifestyle. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." Inheritance is not just money. It is wisdom, discipline, integrity, generosity. Are you building a lifestyle that impresses peers or a legacy that blesses generations? Legacy thinking changes your daily decisions. Small disciplines will compound and multiply. Budget, give first, save intentionally, spend wisely, avoid unnecessary debt. Not extreme, just be consistent. You see, family, some of you feel exposed and condemned right now. Maybe your finances feel chaotic. Maybe debt feels like it's overwhelming you. Maybe your giving feels like it's totally impossible. Listen to me closely. This is not condemnation. This is an invitation to realign and be a good steward. You may not be able to change everything today, tonight, or even next week, but if you can change the direction you are headed today, small obedient steps matter. Here's how to get started. Number one, you start with a budget. Number two, you start with a small act of generosity. Number three, you start with transparency. Number four, you start with prayer over your finances. Honestly, that should be reordered because you should start with prayer over your finances and then start with a budget, then small acts of generosity and transparency. God is not after your money, folks. He is after your trust and love for Him. And when your trust increases, your peace will increase as well. Faith first and always, and finances are stewarded with trust. Tomorrow is day 6 as we tackle fellowship, because community shapes our momentum. Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, we know that everything we have is yours, and we have it because of you. Please forgive us for our anxiety over money and finances. Forgive us for our greed. Forgive us for mismanagement of your money. Lord, please teach us discipline, generosity. Teach us contentment with what we have, and teach us how to live with what we have and to be a good steward. Please remove fear from our financial decisions. Replace it with wisdom and trust from you, Lord. Fill us with the Holy Spirit and help us build a legacy, not just a lifestyle. Help align our hearts with your kingdom, Lord. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you for spending these moments with the Cornerstone Shield and Shelter podcast. You didn't just listen. You invited God's truth into your day, your home, your car, and your heart. If today's episode stirred your faith, challenged your thinking, or gave you hope, don't stop here. Please subscribe, follow, leave a review, comment. Whatever you can do, those small actions make a big impact in helping this message reach the hearts that are searching for healing, peace, and biblical truth. And if this spoke to you, chances are it will speak to someone you love. Share it, send it, be the connection they need. Remember, no matter what you're facing, Christ is our cornerstone, steady and unshakable. He is our shield in the fight and our shelter in every season. Thank you again for listening, and may the peace of God guard your heart and your mind in Jesus Christ. Until next time, stay rooted, stay faithful, and stay covered. Have a great day, and God bless you.